I'll lead us in our prayers for others this morning, and want to do this. Just encourage you, hopefully as you came in, you got a news sheet. I just encourage you just to pick that up for a moment, please. I'm going to very simply use prayers of the people, one of the prayers of the people from the Prayer Book for Australia, which is often used within the Anglican Church. So I'm just going to use one of their prayers of the people. But at one point, I'm going to pause and leave some time of quietness. And at that point, I encourage you to look at the prayer points in the news sheet, to pick one of those prayer points, to particularly focus your heart and mind on that point. It might be, for example, that if you see the Women's Refuge one there, that you just cast your eyes over to our donations, and encourage you to bring to mind people and faces of these prayer points in that moment, in some shape or form. And some of us are kind of visual people more than others, so that might be a bit easier than others. But during that time of quietness, just to focus your hearts and your prayers upon one of these things, and if you can bring to mind particular situations or people, and to offer that to the Lord in that moment. And just over the pages for Brookfield State School and Brookfield Uniting Church as well, we pray. Almighty God, your Son Jesus Christ has promised that you hear us when we ask in faith. Please receive the prayers that we now offer. God, with your wisdom and power, the leaders of the nations, so that all may live in peace and mutual trust, sharing with justice the resources of the earth. Give the people of this land a spirit of unselfishness, compassion, and fairness in public and prayer in private life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Send out the light and truth of your gospel and bring people everywhere to know and love you. Enable those who minister among us to commend your truth by their example and teaching. May we gladly receive and obey your word. We commend to your fatherly care, merciful God, all who are in sorrow, sickness, discouragement, or any other trouble. Give them patience and a firm trust in your goodness. Help those who care for them and bring us all into the joy of your salvation. Lord, in these few moments of quietness now, we focus our prayers upon those words and people that are before us in the news sheet, but in other ways as well. And in the quietness of our hearts, we pray. Lord, in your mercy, we praise you for all your servants whose lives have honoured Christ. Encourage us by their example so that we may run with perseverance the race that lies before us and share with them the fullness of joy in your kingdom. Hear us, Father, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Through this same Jesus who taught his followers the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.